From sleepless nights to tantrums at the store, wiping sticky hands and cleaning up the kitchen floor. Every day's an adventure, never a dull moment in sight. They're breaking all the rules with their hearts shining bright.
Here we are once again. The Secret Life of Motherhood with Anne and Christine. We are no longer counting episodes because we are in it to win it now.
Hi, Anne. It's like when you stop counting weeks and months, now your child's just years old. In the beginning, they're like
exactly
2 weeks, 16 weeks. Then 18 months, now they're just somewhere.
A year and a bit. Like, yeah.
They just. This is also our first remote recording because we're not in the same town anymore.
I don't want to talk about this.
So I have relocated to Walvis Bay, high coastal parents. But thankfully, technology makes it easy for us to carry on doing this podcast. And from time to time, I'll still be in Windhoek and we'll get together for our glasses of wine.
Yes.
But this gives us a whole new opportunity to explore other ways for moms to connect.
It just goes to show that the bond and the connection can continue. You don't have to be in the same place at the same time. You know, it's that whole thing of sometimes moms, really good mom friends, they just communicate solely over memes or reels.
Yes. Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I mean, moms can connect on all kinds of platforms. If you want to connect with some other moms and Secret Life of Motherhood moms, you can do so on our WhatsApp group. The link to our WhatsApp group is on our Facebook page. You can also connect there.
Yeah.
So today's topic is default parent versus non-default parent. And I'm sure we've all seen some videos about this. And if you haven't heard about this, I almost want to call it this phenomenon of a default parent. You had a pretty good summary of what the official summary of what a default parent is.
So a default parent, the word default means pre-selected option. we all know what parent means.
In this.
So a default parent is the one who carries the bigger load in parenting. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is now when there are two parents. They are responsible for their children's emotional, physical, and logistical needs. I feel like that's the biggest thing to take away here, the logistical needs. So we're not talking about financial obligations. That's not the aim of this game. It's literally just, it's the go-to parent.
Yep. It's the one that has to be there for all the day-to-day. And I think it's important to mention that obviously Anne and I speak out of the viewpoint of our experience, which is there is a mom and a dad in a stable relationship with their children. But default parents are something that also it happens in divorced relationships. It happens in all kinds of households. But the reality is that for the vast majority, and I'm speaking like upwards of 95% of relationships, it is the mother that becomes the default parent. And that pre-selected thing, I like that because we didn't have a choice, okay?
No.
Didn't have a choice. You carried the baby, your organs shifted, your body changed irrevocably. It will never be the same. Yep. You had to get that baby out somehow and then stay at home with the baby for several weeks. And then you became the default parent. And I think very often that's where it starts, is that there isn't always involvement from the other parent, or that the baby's needs just create the situation.
Yeah, the baby's needs, like in the beginning, mostly can only really be met by the mom.
Yeah.
She's the one who feeds it. She's the one who knows when to burp, how to burp. You know,
you've done it a million times on your own. It's not like you just knew.
She's the one who instinctively wakes up when the baby cries. So yeah, it semi pre-selected. There we go. It just pre-selected. Yeah. We didn't stand a chance to begin with.
No. So if you are wondering, am I the default parent? There are a few telltale signs. The first one is that the default parent announces where they are at any given time. I'm going to the bathroom. I'm going to get something to eat. I'm quickly changing out of my pajamas.
Why do we announce these things?
So that your child knows where you are.
Yes, because if for some reason mom just disappears into thin air, there is chaos. So you have to preempt that this chaotic situation is going to unfold, because you're going to have to dissolve it. So you just try and ease them into why you have suddenly disappeared. I will just add that my son, who is now 8, he still, since he started talking, he started announcing when he goes to the bathroom.
I wonder where he got that from.
I have no idea.
The default parent is the one that gets added to all the WhatsApp groups for the sport clubs and the school. You get invited to the parent-teacher meetings. Like, that is something that I refused to take sole responsibility for from the moment we got added to the first group. I would say to the teacher, please add my husband too. Not that he ever read the but he's there. He's on the group. He can get annoyed by those groups as well.
Look, also, logistically, what if you end up in hospital during the middle of, I don't know, exams or assessment?
Yeah.
Someone else needs to know what's happening.
You know what's going to happen is something Nothing. Else that happens with the non-default parent that does not happen with the default parent.
Tell
is
me.
The non-default parent is going to get so much sympathy and praise for just keeping their child alive. And, oh, how do you cope? They're going to get phoned. They're going to get given everything that they might have missed. And, oh, well done for keeping your kids alive while
True.
The mom is not there. That's what's going to happen.
True. I can see that happening in my mind.
The default parent, and this is, I am sorry, but this is also like 99.9% of the time, this will be the mother, is that the default parent is the one whose public bathroom has the baby changing table in it.
Yes. I get that it's more practical for mom to have to change the baby, but then again,
how?
Mom doesn't sit down and pee and at the same time changes the baby. So surely that could just be in dad's bathroom.
I really would like to see changing tables in dad's bathrooms. I would like to see little boys' toilets in men's bathrooms, like they have little girls' toilets in mom's bathrooms. I would like to see parent bathrooms. There are a handful of places that have, like, it's specifically a parent and child one, where any parent can take their child in there. There's not a lot of other people. It's like standalone. Gifts and parties. This is my pet peeve. Dude, if I tell you, I am over birthday parties. This is an unspoken thing. We have never discussed this in our household, okay? There has never been an agreement. It has just been assumed that I would be the one that is organizing the party, getting the gifts for the party, and then also getting Christmas gifts. My husband, okay, had the audacity last Christmas, a week before Christmas Day, asking me, you got the Christmas gifts, right?
Well, you've seen the memes of dad being just as excited about the Christmas gifts that their kids open, because it's the first time they're seeing these gifts themselves.
I looking back, should have just said to him, no, I thought you were going to get it.
Yeah, and you should have done that.
Yeah, I didn't think. But the default parent in me was like, of course I got it. Duh. The default parent is also the one that makes the call on whether your child, when they are sick, needs a certain type of medicine, and whether they need to go to the doctor And you have to make the appointment.
And that for me, that's like personally, that's a really big, I don't want to say burden, but it feels like a really big responsibility to have to make that call. It's like in Cape Town, you know, the shark spotters. So they've got, stick with me here. They've got three color board thingies that they have to stick up. So one is no, there is no shark. Two, yes, there is a shark. And the third color is, yeah, I'm not sure about this. So personally, I just always want to stick up that, yeah, I'm not sure about this board. But someone needs to make the call. Otherwise, you know, something really bad can happen.
Case in point, my youngest was three. I get a call from my mom during the day where she stayed saying she fell off the swing onto her face. And she's not sure, but she thinks her nose might be broken. So I say, because my mom, I mean, grandparents are very protective, which I absolutely appreciate. So I say to my mom, video call me and show me what she looks like. And I'm like, I think I should take this kid to the doctor. Phone my husband, tell him what's up. I can't remember why, but somehow it was because I had both kids with me and then went to the hospital and then he needed to come so he could take the eldest. So we're all there. My three-year-old is a demon, okay? She is going to take over the world one day. She's going to be just fine. So she's sitting there just saying how bored she is and can we please go home now? And my husband says, this kid's nose isn't broken. I'm like, it's broken. I can tell you it's broken. Eventually, he goes home because default parent needs to stay at the hospital with the child that is bored and complaining she wants to go home. He goes, guess what? Scans came back. Kid's nose is broken. If it was up to my husband, because his words to me were, you and your mother are overreacting. If it was up to him,
he would have just left it.
She would not have gone. He would have just left it. I mean, it wasn't badly broken. She didn't need an op. But what if she did?
And then please don't tell me that when you eventually got home, you set foot in the door and you were greeted by, so what's for dinner? No. You are married to a very brave man.
I don't think he realizes how close to death he comes very often. He's my But I mean, I love him. I really do. And he knows that my saying, and it's something I actually heard, it's not something I made up, is a father's role is to show a child that there is a world outside of their mother. And I think if anyone is the non-default parent, it's something that I want to remind them of. Because often there's this thought process of, well, they're going to want you anyway. So I'm not
going to bother.
And you can ask me if you need me. It is your job. It is your responsibility to show your child that there is a world outside of their mother. You are a grown-ass person. Your world should not rely on, you know, the mother of your child. And often, unfortunately, it does. Yep. The default parent often sets the tone for discipline as well.
Yes. The way in which the children are disciplined.
Yeah, setting those kind of boundaries, you know, where it's at. And if dad becomes too strict, default parent is turns the one that, you know, jumps in and says. And I mean, for me, this is also a slight upside because this is something I actually like having control over.
Yeah. Because it means that it's done the right way.
Another funny one is, well, just to get back to when your child is sick and making those calls, you're also the one that is expected to be at home, to like stop everything and be home when your child is sick. And if you can't be home, then again, you have to come up with a solution.
Exactly.
Because the default parent doesn't have a choice. The non-default parent has a choice whether they want to do something or not, whether they think they can do something or not. And then if they can't or don't want to, the default parent still has to come up with a solution.
And usually in the cases where they want to do something, they just go right ahead and do it.
No. They say, can I?
So,
oh, do you mean for themselves?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, they live their life very often like babies didn't even happen.
No, because life didn't change for them.
Do you think your husband knows what size clothing and shoes your child wears?
Clothing, not really. Shoes, yes. But only because my husband's shoes are so big that he has trouble finding shoes. So the fact that he can take our son shoe shopping means that he gets to live his needs through our son. So that's why he knows. And he buys him a lot of shoes because now he can go out and buy shoes. Yeah.
I don't think my husband has any idea. I don't think most husbands have any idea. I don't even think they know that there is a little tag on the back of the clothing that says what age group the clothing
is for. Well, my husband would know the basic things of who our son's dentist is, who his hairdresser is, you know, where which shops socks he prefers or that kind of stuff because he doesn't do those.
So I guess the question, because I know it sounds like we're slamming husbands or fathers here, and we're not. This is the reality, right? This is honestly the reality. And I really like default parents who are not the mom to reach out after this episode.
Because that does happen. And there are cases in which the dad is the default. We just don't understand that side of it.
It's not our experience, and it's not the experience of most mothers that we have that we've spoken to. But I also think that there is responsibility of the default parent to start pushing back. And I did find this. I was very guilty of this. I became very resentful and controlling. I was like, well, you know, you guys don't want to do in this house, so you will all do as I say. And then if they don't, getting even more resentful. And my husband starting to become resentful because he said, you know, you're like a dictator. Everyone, I'm not asking your permission for everything. I'm an adult. Okay, fine. Can act like one, but you know, that aside, the point is that sometimes we have to push back because just as we often with our children jump to the solution, so mommy, I'm thirsty, oh, here's a glass of water, instead
there's
of saying
the tap.
Ask for what you want, buddy. Doing that with our partners consciously and saying, well, you know, if they say, well, where are their shoes, I don't know. Have you looked for them? Where do you think they should be? No, they're not in their place. No, they're not in their place because no one puts anything away in this house. I don't know where they are. Just say, I don't know.
Yeah, but that's just going to lead to a whole fight and an argument. And I'm just not down for that. Like, it is just easier to just continue this trend for me personally. I'm just...
Is it?
Yes, because I'm already doing it. So I might just keep on doing it.
Look, very often I don't have the energy to explain it. I don't have the energy to tell you. It is behind the couch underneath a little yellow lappy. You'll see a piece of paper and on the left-hand top corner, that's where the telephone number is written that you're looking for. Then I'll just go and get it myself. But honestly, at some point it becomes unsustainable. It became very unsustainable for me. I think one upside of being the default parent that I've kind of sneaked in is because everyone asks your permission for everything. I'm like, dude, please, will you play with the kids when you are done with that? That is, I'm not asking. I'm telling you, go and play with your kids. And then he gets up and he goes and plays with them because I'm the boss.
But now you see, this is going to become a second topic because that also leads to how children have changed your marriage, the dynamic of your marriage. I think this is a really good topic for us to tackle in future.
Yeah.
Because now it's leading into, I'm not your mother, I'm your wife. So You know what I mean?
Okay, right there.
So I think that's an interesting topic to tackle the next time.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that in a next time. But I think, you know, if you've listened to this and you find, yes, I do that, yes, I do that, yes, I do that, have those conversations. It's not going to go away. Okay, you are now the default parent forever until
you were pre-selected.
Die. That is, you were pre-selected. You do not have a choice, but you do have a choice in certain small things. Mm-hmm. And talk about it. Talk about it when it becomes too much. And good luck is all I can say, because, you know, here we still are 8 years
later. May the force be with you. But we really would like to hear from any men, any fathers out there that are default parents, mm-hmm. On our WhatsApp group, or rather on our Facebook page, which is The Secret Life of Motherhood. Pinned right to the top, you will find a link to our WhatsApp group, and we would really love for you to join the conversation. We have an episode out on Nova 103.5 every Wednesday at 12:25. Afterwards, the episodes are on the website, nova.com.na. They are also available on Spotify as well as Apple Podcasts.
So you can listen to us wherever, whenever you want. You can share it, you can save it. And then we'll catch you again next week.
Right here on The Secret Life of Motherhood.
The Secret Life of Motherhood, only on Nova 103.5.